Now, we don't know very much about the childhood of the Buddha, that is to say, his very early life. After all this all occurred some 2,500 years ago. That's a very long time ago. And there's only one really authentic incident, as far as we can make out, which has come down to us from the period of the Buddha's early childhood. But it is very interesting and very significant in view of his later development, in view of his later spiritual attainment. Apparently, one of the duties of the elected head of the Sakyan tribe or clan was to conduct the annual ceremonial ploughing festival. Now, we know that all over the world, in the early days of civilization, when agriculture was so important, the sowing of the seed, the sowing of the crop in the spring, was of very great importance, not only material importance, but as it were, magical and mythic importance to the whole tribe, to the whole community. So the first ploughing was always undertaken by the king, the chief. This was one of the great duties of the old emperors of China, to inaugurate the annual ploughing. And it was still done by the emperors of Japan, for instance, until very recently. So this was one of the duties of the future Buddha's father, to inaugurate the annual ploughing. And later legends tell us it was done with a golden plough drawn by beautiful white oxen, and so on, etc., etc. The storytellers always embroider if they get an opportunity. But this duty, the Buddha's father did have. So the Buddha, on one of these occasions, one year, when he was very, very young, was taken along just to be present, just to witness. So we're told that the Buddha, who probably was only about 5 or 6, or maybe even 7 at the time, was just put to one side, on a little bank, in the shade of a jambu tree, to watch while his father performed the ceremonial time. But what happened? We are told, the Buddha himself reminisces about this incident in a later discourse which his disciples remembered. What happened was that the Buddha, the future Buddha, sitting there in the shade of the jambu tree, had what we can only describe nowadays as a sort of mystical experience. He experienced what Buddhist tradition calls jhana or dhyana, a higher state of consciousness, a sort of super-conscious state, while his father was ploughing. And he didn't even see the ploughing. He was quite oblivious to what was going on. And when the ceremony was over and his father came to where the child was, and his mother, or the foster mother came, and other people, they found him deeply absorbed, as it were, in this mystical state. And there's a rather interesting, perhaps symbolical legend, you know, in connection with this incident. It said that when he was put there in the shade of the jambu tree, it was noon when the ploughing started. And when they finished the ceremonial first ploughing, it was evening. But the later legend makers say that the shadow of the jambu tree had not moved. In other words, a sort of miracle, if you like. But we can perhaps see the significance. We can't take it literally, but what does it mean? This is just another example of the sort of inner spiritual dimension revealed by, or manifested by, or suggested by, be it mythical, the legendary material. The shadow does not move. It's as though the sun stood still. What does that mean? Time stood still. For the Buddha, even for the infant Buddha, time stood still. He wasn't aware of the passage of time. So deeply was he immersed in that inner spiritual experience, that mystical experience. So this is the one thing that we do know about the Buddha's very early life, about his childhood, that he had this mystical experience while his father was conducting the ploughing festival. And as we shall see a little later on, this early mystical experience was of very great significance for him later on in his career. But anyway, mystical experience or no mystical experience, he was brought up as a young Kshatriya. The Shakyans were all Kshatriyas. That is to say, they were warriors. India in those days was divided into four great castes: the Kshatriyas or the warriors, the Brahmins or the priests, the Vaishyas, the traders and agriculturists, and the Shudras, who were just the labourers. Those four castes you still find in India today. They're now, though, subdivided into some 2,000 sub-castes. So the Buddha was born into this Kshatriya community, this community of warriors, of fighters. And he received the education appropriate to a young Kshatriya. We don't very often realize this. We very often, perhaps unconsciously, tend to think of the Buddha as a young man studying perhaps religion, studying philosophy, etc. But there's no evidence of this sort at all. All that we really know about the Buddha was that he was educated as a young Kshatriya. He learns to fight. He learns to draw the bow. He learns to use a sword. He learns to use a spear. He learns to drive a chariot. And so on. This is what the Buddha's early education consisted of.